After more than 7 years in the post, Mirek Topolánek is stepping down as chairman of the Civic Democrats. The announcement comes just days after he was forced to quit as election leader for the Czech Republic's biggest right-of-center party. Until their next conference, Petr Nečas will serve as acting leader. But with only 8 weeks until general elections, what will this change at the top mean for the Civic Democrats? Ian Willoughby reports.
When he was elected chairman of the Civic Democrats in December 2002, Mirek Topolánek quickly earned a reputation for being unpretentious, a rough and ready man of the people. However, the former prime minister's speaking was at times rather too plain. Offhand remarks about two members of the government led to a chorus of condemnation and eventually his head. Mr. Topolánek resisted pressure from senior party colleagues to step down over the comments, before the Civic Democrats' Executive Council forced him to resign as leader for May's general elections, replacing him in that post with deputy head of the party, Petr Nečas. The embattled leader briefly clung on to the post of chairman, but after another party meeting on Thursday morning, said he would tender his resignation on April 12th. Mr. Nečas will then also become chairman until a Civic Democrats conference later in the year. Mirek Topolánek looked somber when he spoke to the media.
I think this is a really correct solution which gives Petr Nečas what he has to have, which is an unambiguous position of authority as chairman and election leader. In this regard, he has my full support, and I ask all those who might have backed me to give Petr Nečas their support.
Mr. Nečas, a former Minister of Labour, is unsullied by scandal and regarded as a safe pair of hands, if uncharismatic. Political commentator Jiří Peha agrees that his elevation to the chairman's post should benefit the Civic Democrats.
Well, I think that it will reduce the level of confusion that especially the potential voters of the Civic Democratic Party had to deal with, because I think that no party that has formally two heads can really do well in elections.
That may well be the case, but the wisdom or not of the Civic Democrats replacing their chairman less than 2 months before elections will be seen when the results are announced on May 29th.
Ian Willoughby with that report.